Now to Pakistan, where authorities have extended a curfew in the city of Rawalpindi 2 days after clashes left at least 9 people dead and nearly 70 others injured. The curfew was clamped in the northern city hours after gunmen opened fire at Shia Muslims who were holding Ashura processions. Right now, all the main entry points into Rawalpindi have been blocked by containers as the Shia community prepares to hold funerals for the victims. In the capital, Islamabad, telecommunication authorities have suspended mobile phone services. Army troops have also been deployed to Multan in the eastern Punjab province, where one person was shot dead. Meanwhile, the Pakistani government has ordered the Lahore High Court to launch an independent probe into this violence. To get the latest on that situation, we're now joined by Javed Rana, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Pakistani capital. Javed, what is the latest?
Well, as we speak, the victims from the both sects, they are preparing the burial rituals of the victims, and families are basically preparing to bury them. And in Rawalpindi, where the situation remains tense, people are still gathering, and the police basically opened fire when some people violated the curfew imposed in the garrison city of Rawalpindi. But nonetheless, the situation remains tense because there was some reports of exchange of fire in the garrison city. But there is, fortunately, there is no big incident of terrorism or violence has happened today. That is a positive side in the situation when we are just trying to pick something good out of it's very, very a grave situation that has emerged in Pakistan. Just yesterday, what has been reported little alone in the eastern city of Punjab, Multan, as many as 40 people were injured. 25 among them were injured. 25 among them were in fact seriously injured, and there were many houses belonging to the Shia Muslim community. They were put on fire. Some of the worship places were put on fire. So it is a kind of situation where the information is quite limited because the telephone lines remain suspended. Even the landline connections are not available to everybody, at least in the twin city, Rawalpindi, Islamabad. There have been protests in the northwest of Pakistan by some of the religious groups against the killing of people in a madrasa in Rawalpindi. That is just one part of the situation. But the grave problem that is the retaliation attacks from the Sunni groups against the Shias, particularly in Punjab, where army has been called out, particularly in Multan, Chishtia, and other cities such as Chinod. By and large, the situation, there is a sort of calm tension prevailing in Pakistan. The government has already set up a commission to be headed by a judge of high court to probe into this allegation as to who instigated the violence in Rawalpindi and then who is responsible for the killing of dozens of people. According to the one claim by the Sunni sect, they're claiming that as many as 50 people were killed. We cannot independently confirm it because the government official figure is just 8 to 9 people have been killed. But certainly the figure is higher. We don't know how many have been killed because the claim is coming not only from the Sunni sect but also coming from the Shia sect. They are also saying that their people have also been killed.
Okay, Javed, thanks a lot for that update. No doubt we will keep a very close eye on that tense situation.